This afternoon, we'd like to see Ezekiel chapter 7, verses 14 to 27, under the title of Silver and Gold. To online world multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 16, those who survive will escape and be on the mountains like divers of the valleys, all of them mourning, each for his iniquity. Why are all of them mourning? And what God shows us? Question 2, in verse 19, they will throw their silver into the street, and their gold will be like refuse, or like trash. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They will not satisfy their souls, nor fill their stomachs or their belly, because it became their stumbling block of iniquity. Why do they? Question 3. In verse 24, therefore, I will bring the worst of the Gentiles, and they will possess their houses. I will cause the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled. Why did God defile their houses and holy places? First of all, we want to see brief background. Ezekiel delivered God's word in Babylon captivity during about 592 through 570 before Christ, while Jeremiah prophesied in Jerusalem during about 626 before Christ through 586 BC. Here, chapter 7 took place in about 592 BC, the second captivity of the Jews by Babylon. After the first captivity, including Daniel, in about 606 BC, so this is about 6 years before the Judah's final fall, or the third captivity in about 586 before Christ. Since the first captivity, the Jews are going to carry away as slaves into Babylon for a period of 70 years until 536 before Christ. When Persia conquered Babylon and released the Jews. In the last verse 13, for the seller shall not return to what he has been sold, though he may still be alive, for the vision concerns the whole multitude, and it shall not turn back. No one will strengthen himself who lives in iniquity. This meaning the Judah people received their resident land from their forefathers. According to God's commandment through Joshua, while they lived on the promised land, Israel, they felt financial difficulty. So they were forced to sell that land to the buyer. But they have a certain option. Yeah. When we are able to pay off the debt, we can buy back the land. That is a kind of reversionary clause. But here, those sellers, the Judah people, as slaves, were carried away in Babylon. So they were not able to buy the land because they are slaves. So that's talking about that. Then verse 14, they have blown the trumpet. They, meaning the Judah people, have blown the trumpet. In the Bible, the trumpet, several cases, the trumpet, so here trumpet meaning to gather people in order to defend against the invaders, like to make a war, you know, in order to defend against the invasion. So that's why they blow the trumpet to gather armies against the invaders. But the certain case of trumpet is when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again in heaven, that time with the trumpet too, over archangel, a big trumpet blow out. That time is all believers will be caught up with the Lord who is coming in heaven. Yeah. Also, another trumpet case is after all churches rapture, here all unbelievers live on the earth. That time is trumpet judgment come out. Trumpet judgment blown by angels. Trumpet judgment is a lot of punishment, like earthquake, you know, thunder, you know, the kill, slain people, you know, such like that. That is in the book of Revelation, talk about seven trumpet judgment. But here, blow the trumpet, which means to gather people to defend the city of Jerusalem against the invaders. They have blown the trumpet to call the troops, in order to call the troops to battle, to make war, to call the men to their positions, to defend, in order to defend the city of Jerusalem, and made everyone ready. But no one goes to battle. Why? Because every people are weak by famine and pestilence inside of Jerusalem. But no one goes to battle, for my wrath is on all their multitude. Verse 15, the sword is outside. The sword is outside, which in Babylon, the surrounded the city of Jerusalem. So Babylon had a sword, you know, to kill Judah people. So outside, and the pestilence or disease, and famine within the city of Jerusalem, whoever is in the field will die by the sword. In the field, meaning outside of the city of Jerusalem, in the field, they will be killed by the sword of Babylonians, who are invaders, will die by the sword. And whoever is in the city, you know, within the city of Jerusalem, famine and pestilence will devour him. So, because they are hungry, so that they will die. Also, they got sick, and they will die. Verse 16, those who survive will escape and be on the mountain. Somebody ran away on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning each for his iniquity. Question one, why do all of them are all of them mourning? The reason each for his iniquity, because of his intentional sin. Intentional sin is called as iniquity. Intentional sin, like steal, you know, property, also idol worship, you know, kind of thing. Not mistaken sin. Mistaken car accident, mistakenly, you know, we involved the accident. Not that kind of sin here. Intentional sin, iniquity. Because of intentional sin, the caused a lot of suffering. So famine and pestilence, also outside the people to be slain by the sword of Babylonians. That's why they are mourning for their relatives' death or their illness. That's why. So here also God teaches us a decision in a split second of time is very important. So one example, when you drive a car, another car want to pass over you, so you should decide for a second to accelerate not to allow another car to pass over me, or number two, you break it, allow the other car pass over me. Yeah. But that time is you decided not to allow the other car pass over me by accelerating. So that time is unfortunately another car hit your car, so your spinal cord, your back spinal cord is severed. So the rest of life you are living for paralyzed life. So here, one time wrong decision cost you a lifetime of suffering and misery. Also, another example, one pilot, private pilot, he is flying in a private plane from San Diego to Santa Ana, but the dead time is a broadcast, the weather broadcast is a horrible storm broadcast, but the pilot disregarded horrible storm, so he flied the private plane from San Diego to Santa Ana, but at that time the plane was crushed down, so the private pilot and passengers were killed instantly. That kind of thing, but here continually God's word, the gospel, give us to the people during each physical life. So he or she should decide accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a savior. Yeah. But if he or she did not, you know, accept the Lord Jesus as a savior after his physical life, so whole, you know, the rest of a whole and eternal life, yeah, you know, subject to eternal death. You know, that kind of the scenario shows up. So a decision in a split second of time is very important. Verse 17, every hand will be feeble or will be weak, and every knee will be as weak as water. So which meaning every knee has no power, no strength by pestilence and famine. So that's why, you know, they blow the trumpet, nobody can get to battle to defend the city of Jerusalem against Babylon. Verse 18, they will also be girded with sackcloth. Sackcloth is like that. Sackcloth, horror will cover them. Shame will be on every face. The ashes that they wipe upon their faces, and then boldness on all their heads. This is a mourning ceremony, mourning, sign for mourning for death or war or disease or illness and a kind of thing. This is the Hebrew mourning, the ceremony, ritual, the sackcloth, you know, the they have slaved their heads in the mourning for the dead people. Verse 19, they will throw their silver into the street, and their gold will be like refuse. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They will not satisfy their souls, nor fill their stomachs or their belly, because it becomes their stumbling block of iniquity. Why? Because silver and gold, they could not use silver and gold to buy certain food, because the city of Jerusalem is sieged by Babylonians, so they cannot get outside. If they get outside of the city of Jerusalem, they would be killed by the sword of Babylonians. So gold and silver are, you know, useless. So that's why it's like refuse. So why, you know, it happens? Because a stumbling block of iniquity. Because intentional sin and causes the Jerusalem, the Judah people are besieged by Babylonians. So 1 Timothy chapter 6 in verse 10a just said, the lover of money is all root of evil. So because God allowed money, silver, you know, or gold, we should use silver and gold to honor and serve God. So not abuse the silver and gold, particularly in this case, they made the silver and gold as idol gods. So that's why idol gods become stumbling block for the Judah people. Verse 20, as for the beauty of his ornaments, he set it in majesty, but they made from it the images of their abominations and their detestable things. Therefore, I have made it like a refuge to them. Why? Because God allowed gold and silver as a refuge, like a trash, because they made the gold and silver as idol gods. God gave the people silver and gold, but they used that silver and gold to make idols. The resources God gives us should be used to do His work and carry out His will. But when we abuse God's gifts or use resources selfishly, we miss the real purpose of God. This is as short-sighted as idolatry. So this is idolatry's example. Verse 21, I will give it as a plunder, or suppose somebody stole this with power, by word, take out the things, that is a plunder or spoils, into the hands of strangers of Babylonians, and to the wicked of the earth as a spoil. Babylonian is godless and evil, people. So God, used the wickedest the nation to destroy the Judah people who worshiped an idol. As they shall defile it. So the Babylonians defile the gold and silver. So verse 21, all of their gold, their silver, their little silver idols and gold idols, of course they made solid gold and solid silver idols, image of their abomination. Strangers will take them. So Babylonians will take silver idols and gold idols, that is everything. That is the Holy of Holies. The enemy will come into this place that only the high priest could enter, and that once a year, one day in the year, it will be polluted by their enemies. Verse 22, I will turn my face from them, and they would defile my secret place. Here God said, my face, God's face from them, and they will defile my secret place. Babylonian will defile the temple of God too. So God allowed the Babylonians to defile the temple of God. For robbers shall enter it and defile it. Verse 23, make a chain, for the land is filled with crimes of blood, and the city is full violence. So Jerusalem city itself in full violence. There were hunger by famine, there were pestilence, disease. So the citizens become robbers, thieves, that kind of happened inside. So the Lord told Ezekiel, make a chain, verse 23, make a chain, for the land is filled with crimes of blood, and the city is full of violence. So to bind yourself up with this chain. So God, asked Ezekiel, yourself make a chain. Make a chain is the showing sign for the Judah people's crimes of blood and of violence. The end of the nation came as a violence, riot, crime, horrible bloody crimes, violence in the streets. Verse 24, therefore the Lord said, I will bring the worst of the Gentiles. The worst of the Gentiles is Babylonians, here talking about that. And they will, the worst of the Gentiles, they will possess their houses. So the Babylonian took over the Judah's houses. I will cause the pomp. The pomp is the beauty of the strong to seize. So the beauty to stop, to seize. And their holy places, the temple of Solomon, shall be defiled. Why? Because Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 20, 21 said, I answered them, the word of the Lord came to me, came to Ezekiel, saying, speak to the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, behold, look, I will profane my sanctuary. God said, I will profane, I will defile my sanctuary. Your arrogant boast. The problem is they are, the Judah people are boast over the temple of God, the temple of Solomon. Also, they are proud over their houses. So God hates the pride. God resists the proud people. God makes the proud people humble. So the desire of your eyes, the delight of your soul, and your sons and daughters whom you left behind shall fall by the sword. So his children, their children will be killed by the sword of Babylonians. So destruction comes, they will seek peace, but there shall be none. But although the Judah people are seeking peace, they will not get peace. Disaster will come upon disaster. Disaster will be added to disaster. Rumor will be upon rumor. Rumor will be added to rumor. Then they will seek a vision from a prophet. But the Lord will perish from the priest and the council from the elders. So priest did not, executes the certain law. Because the priests also were killed or were are carried away as slaves into Babylon. So the elders' council stopped. So after the fall of Judah, so 600 years, God keeps silent until John the Baptist coming out. Yeah. So that happened. Verse 27. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the common people is normal people, will tremble. I will do to them according to their way, according to what they deserve. What they deserve, which meaning caused by iniquity. Iniquity. So they deserve punishment, the judgment of God. Through Babylonians, I will judge them, then they shall know that I am the Lord. This is God developed his righteousness because Judah people committed iniquity. So let's see each question in verse 16. Those who survive will escape and be on the mountains like dovers of the valley, all of them mourning, each for his iniquity. Why are all of them mourning? Because here the answer, because of each's iniquity, intentional sin, such as idol worship, also robbing or stealing, kind of thing. What God shows us, God shows us a decision in a split second of time is important. During your physical life, you should decide to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Otherwise, after the end of physical life, you will be subject to eternal penalty. So question two in verse 19. They will throw their silver into the street, and their gold will be like refuse. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them. In the day of the wrath of the Lord, they will not satisfy their soul, nor fill their stomach. So silver and gold will not satisfy their soul, will not fill their belly, because it became their stumbling block of iniquity. So silver and gold has become stumbling block due to his iniquity. Why do they? That answer is verse 20, because God made it as for the beauty of his ornament, beauty, because his pride, he said in majesty, but they made from it the image of their abomination, because they made gold and silver as idol god. That's why, therefore, God said, I have made it like a refuse to them. God has made silver and gold like a refuse, like a trash to them, to the Judah people. Yeah. That's the answer. Last question 3, in verse 24, therefore I will bring the worst of the Gentiles, Babylonians, and they will possess their houses. Babylonians took over their houses. I will cause the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy place shall be defiled. Why did God defile their houses and holy places? Because the Judah people are arrogant to heart, yeah, over the houses and the holy places, which is the temple of Solomon. That's the reason. Let's just sing song all together, the page 8, number 3, then we'll pray.